Bruised Reeds. Bible Thought. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. Isaiah 42:3, Revised Standard Version. When I was a boy, my grandfather taught me how to make a whistle. We would cut a short piece of cane stalk between the joints, clip a hole in it, blow just right in one end, behold, a whistle. Sometimes we'd get a piece that wouldn't work. Granddaddy wouldn't spend much time with such a reed. If it didn't work soon, he'd break it, throw it away, and start on another. The Lord doesn't treat us like a disappointing whistle. A bruised reed he will not break. He doesn't give up on us and leave us broken, rejected, and forgotten. He is patient, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. When Jesus looks at men, he sees their possibilities, what they can become. When he sees a sinful life, he doesn't see a castaway, but a bruised reed that may be made useful, a smoldering wick that may be fanned into flame. Dr. Hugh Black said of Jesus, quote, "In the company of sinners, he dreamed of saints," end of quote. True, he was always looking for a person's possibilities instead of his faults. Your sin may cut you off from man, but Christ patiently waits for the first spark of penitence. He will fan that spark into the flame of a new and better life. Please pray with me. Lord, your grace is overwhelming. Help me to be conscious of it today. In Jesus' name, amen.